We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Munush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're in Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Sochin es hapagim u'menakvim osam ad Rosh Hashanah. Pagim are unripe figs. And the Mishnah is telling us that up until Rosh Hashanah of the beginning of the seventh year, meaning the entire sixth year, a person is allowed to smear oil on unripe figs and pierce them until Rosh Hashanah. Now, when the immature figs are ripening, so it was thought that you can speed up their maturing, their ripening, by putting oil. And while they're attached to the tree, they would sometimes put the oil through, making a little hole in the fig and dripping oil into it, maybe piercing the fig with a pin, where the pin has oil on top of it, smeared on top of it. So this Mishnah says is allowed till Rosh Hashanah. The Tana obviously here holds that oiling in the sixth year is permitted for those figs which are going to ripen as long as they're going to ripen before Shemitah. Since they're really a sixth year crop, so why should we forbid oiling? But if you have figs which won't ripen until after Shemitah, so then those are not permitted to be oiled. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama. So Ad Rosh Hashanah, the assumption is that these are sixth-year fruits, and therefore it's going to be permitted. Pagei Erev Shvius Shenichnasu LaShvius. But if you have unripe figs on the Erev Shvius, which is the sixth year, but entering into the seventh year, meaning they're growing in the sixth year, which even if you oil them, they're not going to ripen before the seventh year. So we have to treat them more strictly. Or Vishal Shvius Sheyatzu L'Motzei Shvius. Or they're actually Shemitah fruit, and now they're unripe figs which grew during the seventh year, and now they're on the tree in the eighth year, and they only ripen in the eighth year. So then Lo Sachan Velo Nonakvin Osan, you're not allowed to smear or pierce them. Either the sixth year figs which only going to ripen in the seventh year after Rosh Hashanah, and you're not allowed to smear or pierce the eighth year figs which grew during the Shemitah year. Now, the figs which grew during the sixth year, even if they're going to, as we said, even though they're going to ripen in the seventh year, remember, this is really officially, what status of produce does that have? So they're actually considered sixth year fruit and don't have the laws of Kedusha Shvius, which we're going to discuss later, what it means to have fruit or what it means to have Kedusha Shvius on fruit. Still, the town of this Mishnah only allows oiling for six-year figs which are going to ripen during the sixth year before Rosh Hashanah, and not for those which are going to ripen afterwards, even though the ones that ripen afterwards are still considered sixth-year fruit. You're not permitted to smear them during the sixth year, knowing that they're only going to ripen in the seventh. And this is a stringency. Obviously, they thought that if you oil them in the sixth year, it's almost like causing them to grow in the seventh year, which is going to be rabbinically forbidden. Now, what about the figs that grew in the seventh year? So even if they're only ripening in the eighth year, they have, they're considered Shemitah. They're considered Shemitah produce. And therefore, the Tana Kami of this Mishnah, the Tana here holds that anytime you're going to work the tree during the Shemitah year, so this is going to be forbidden, meaning any working of the tree which is not allowed during Shemitah is usher even after Shemitah if the tree has Shemitah fruit on them. So since these figs are considered Shemitah fruit, they are seventh year fruit, even though they only ripen in the eighth year, you're not allowed to oil them even in the eighth year. So the idea to keep in mind is that the fruit is defined by the year, even when they're immature. But on the tree, if they're immature in the sixth year, they're considered six-year fruit. They're immature in the seventh year, they're still seventh-year fruit. But nonetheless, we have this stringency anyway about smearing them when they're only going to ripen in the following year. The Mishnah therefore says, Lo sachan v'lo menakvin osam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mokam she'nahagu lasuch, ein on sachin, v'nei shehi avodah. Literally means in places where the custom is to smear them, you're not allowed to, because that has the status of avoda, of work. Makam shenagul shalola soch. But if it's a place where the minhag is, the custom is not to smear, then sachin, then we allow you to smear them. What is Rabbi Yehuda coming to tell us? He's actually dealing with only the first case, the 6 year figs, which are going to ripen in the Shemitah year. And what he's coming to teach us is that he actually allows you to oil those figs before Rosh Hashanah, even though they're only ripening afterwards. That's the kula, that's a leniency he's going to have. The second halacha that the Tanakhama said, not oiling the eighth year figs which grew in the seventh year and only ripened in the eighth year, that he agrees with. Now, what is the Rabbi Yehuda coming to tell us? So he says like this, when you oil the sixth year figs, which we know only become ripe, which the case is they're only becoming ripe in the Shemitah year, he says that should not be usher all the time. That should only be usher when people consider that avoda as something that people normally do. It's normally, that's the custom, that's standard. People consider that work, then it's not allowed. But in a place where oiling the figs is not something that people normally do, so people wouldn't consider that avoda. So if it's not common, he allows you to do so in the sixth year, even though the fruit is only going to ripen in the seventh year. Remember, the Tanakhama allows smearing as long as they're going to ripen before Rosh Hashanah, before the Shemitah year. Rabbi Yehuda comes to say for the area where the custom is normally not to smear oil, then it's allowed when the fruit is going to ripen even in the seventh year. Rabbi Shimon, last opinion, Matir ba'ilon mipnei shu rashai ba'avodas ha'ilon. Literally means Rabbi Shimon permits work on a tree because you're allowed to do work on a tree. He's referring to a tree in the eighth year, the year after Shemitah, which has fruit from Shemitah. Fruit that grew during Shemitah on the tree. Now I have fruit, Shemitah fruit, that of course has, it is subject to the Kedusha Shvius, as we know. But Rabbi Shimon says that in the eighth year, even though the fruit on the tree has Kedusha Shvius and has to be treated with that stringency, and you can oil them and other halachos as well, but the tree itself, you're allowed to work the tree normally. You can dig under the tree if that's necessary. Whatever is necessary for the tree is allowed. Why? Because, as he said, b'mnei shehu rashai ba'avodas ha'ilon. Working on the land is permitted in the eighth year. There's no problem with that. Only working on the land is only a problem in the seventh year. The fact that there are seventh year fruits on the tree should not preclude the halacha or the permission of working the ground. So he says, even a tree that has Shemitah fruit on them is allowed to be worked. Apparently, the Tanakhama disagreed with that. Tanakhama obviously held that, although he didn't say it in the Mishnah, implicit in the Tanakhama's words is that a tree could not be worked at all if it's holding on, has Shemitah fruit hanging from it. We are in Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Ein notin. You're not permitted to plant, which is planting a tree, a sapling, what have you. Vein mavrichin, we've discussed havracha in the past. That's layering. That's taking a branch and bending it into the ground, and now it's going to come up from the other side and grow something new. Vein markivin, that's grafting. That's taking a branch and now tying it onto another tree. Obviously not kelayim. Here I'm going to tie it onto an apple tree. I'm going to graft it on top. So these activities, netia, planting, and havracha, layering, and markivin, and grafting, you're not allowed to do erev shviyas, pachos, mishloshim yom. You're not allowed to do them in the sixth year, less than 30 days, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. So there is a debate as to exactly what the Mishnah is talking about. We're going to explain the Mishnah one way, a simple way, in order to avoid confusion. So what the Mishnah here is telling us is like this. These activities in the sixth year, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do them if you are within 30 days, literally, before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, when there are less than 30 days left, but watch this, to the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, if there are less than 60 days until Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to do these activities. A tree, if a tree is planted, or you have racha, or harkava, the grafting. So what's going to happen? We're going to assume that then it's going to attach during the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah, when you're not allowed to plant. So that's why you're not allowed to do it within 60 days, because we assume it takes 30 days for it to take effect and take hold. And then now it's taking hold within the 30-day period. So we want to make sure that this is done before 60 days so that it doesn't take hold within the 30 days of Tosefes Shvius. Says the Mishnah, if he did plant or layer or graft a tree less than 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, according to the way we're interpreting the Mishnah, Yakor, you actually have to uproot it. This actually, Yakor, uprooting it, is only a din de rabbanan. Mishnah in Trumos in the second parak says that if you've planted a tree against halacha during the Shemitah, you have to uproot it. So the Mishnah is telling us like this. This is not during the Shemitah year. This is the before the Shemitah year. Nonetheless, you have to uproot it anyway. And the reason for that is it's a takana derabbanan or gzera derabbanan. The rabbanan basically make a knas, really. They gave you a fine, a penalty, in order to discourage people from not being careful in the laws of Shemitah. In fact, even the Yerushim, and those who inherit it, the person who did this passed away, those who inherit the tree, the land, the estate, have to uproot it. Says the Mishnah, however, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, anytime you do harkava, right, which is the grafting, if it doesn't take hold within 3 days, shuv ena koletes is not going to take hold at all. Since he claims like this, takes no more than 3 days for a graft to take hold. So according to him, you're allowed to graft a tree if as long as you have more than 33 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because since it takes only, it doesn't take 30 days, as the Tanakhama seemed to say, it takes 3 days. So therefore, if I have 33 days, I know it's going to take hold before the 30-day period before Rosh Hashanah, and there before Shemitah, and therefore that's allowed. Now, some of Farshim say he's not only referring actually to Harkav, he's referring to the others as well. He's referring to Avracha, to layering, to planting, to Netia, etc. So those are also included. And the final opinion is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Lishtei Shabbosos. He claims that any graft that doesn't take hold within 2 weeks is never going to take hold. So, according to him, you're not allowed to plant or layer or graft a tree less than 2 weeks before, the 30-day period. But, he allows you then, if you want to plant, layer, graft, whatever, 45 days before Shemitah, so that's going to be considered permissible. Now, just a little background that's important to understand. In this Mishnah, we're speaking about Netiyah, speaking about planting a tree, a branch, grafting, etc. This is not sowing a seed. And we've touched upon this a little bit, but it's important to be aware that when we speak about Netiyah, the Torah never prohibits Netiyah when it comes to Shemitah. It says, you're not allowed to sow a seed. It doesn't necessarily mention anything about planting a tree. And we know grains, we know you scatter seeds. Trees are planted one at a time. So there's some debate as to whether or not the prohibition of Netiyah has the same Isra de Oraisa as Zriyah. Happens to be the Rambam says, he says that if you plant a tree during Shemitah, this is during Shemitah, which obviously affects how strict we're going to be prior to Shemitah, he claims that you're going to get Makas Margus, you're going to get rabbinic lashes, not Malkos D'Oraisa, but Malkos D'Rabbanan. So some claim, that shows that the Rambam holds that Netiyah, planting during Shemitah, if you're only getting Malkos D'Rabbanan, must be only an Issur D'Rabbanan. It's only an Issur D'Oraisa of Zriyah, but not Netiyah, planting trees in Issur D'Rabbanan. And others claim that's not necessarily what the Rambam holds. In fact, the Rambam can be saying is as follows. Really, it's a Torah injunction. Absolutely. It's an Issur D'Oraisa to do Netiyah, to plant a tree during the Shemitah year. The reason you can't get Torah-imposed Malkos is because of a principle that's known as Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin. Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin means you're not permitted to literally to warn, which means basically means to consider something a lota, say, for the purpose of giving Malkos Min Hadin through a Kal V'chomer, or through some type of derivation. So let's say, for example, the Torah speaks about Zariah, you can't sow a seed. So I would learn from there, certainly I can plant a tree during Shemitah. That should go without saying, as it begins to grow so simply. So I should have a Kal V'chomer. If I can plant a seed, I certainly can't plant a tree. And therefore, you should get Malkus for that. So the halacha is that it may be true that it's an Isser D'Oraisa, but you can't give Malkus something that's derived just through a Kal V'chomer, through a limud like that. And that's why the Malkos you're getting are Malkos D'Rabbanan. But that doesn't mean that the Isra is D'Rabbanan. The Isra may actually be D'Oraisa. Now, we should be aware of a machlokas. According to Rash and Rashi, many Rishonim, we assume that the Torah prohibits planting actually the 30 days before Shemitah, just like plowing. We've discussed plowing. And therefore, 30 days before Shemitah, not only can't you plow, you can't plant. The difference was that when it came, as opposed to plowing, where we know that midrabanan, they extended the 30-day period actually to more than that, to Pesach and Shavuos. Tree planting, according to the Rishonim, are only a 30-day before Shemitah Isser, and nothing, and not more than that. So let's think about this for a second. According to some Rishonim, we have to view it like this. The Tosefes Shviis of planting a tree is going to be, planting a tree during Shemitah certainly is going to be Nisar Doraisa. And planting a tree prior to Shemitah is within 30 days, Tosefes Shviis also, Becharesh Vakartir Tishbos teaches us Tosefes Shviis, and that's also Midoraisa. However, as opposed to plowing, which we were even more strict with, and add an extra Tosefes to Pesach in the grain field, or a stay Ela until Shavuos, that doesn't apply to planting a tree. Planting a tree is always only 30 days before and not any earlier. Rabbeinu Tam, however, holds, he says that since planting a tree even during the Shemitah year itself is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, because the Torah doesn't mention it, so therefore, since only Issur D'Rabbanan during Shemitah, why would we even give any Issur D'Rabbanan whatsoever? So if it's only Issur D'Rabbanan during Shemitah, there's certainly no Issur D'Oraisa of Tosefes Shviis. So why, right? So how would we treat it prior to Shemitah? There would be no reason to give an Issur D'Rabbanan before Shemitah. So when our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to plant a tree before the start of the Shemitah right year, you have to understand why that is. Because why would it be Usher, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if only even during Shemitah it's an Isser Derabbanan only? And therefore, the understanding is like this. There is some time between the planting of a tree when it takes root. So it could be that a person plants a tree before Shemitah, but it only takes root during Shemitah. So by doing that, that you can't do. All right, you're planting a tree, but if it's going to only take hold during Shemitah, that's going to be Usser. So even though there's no official extension of Shemitah Isser on tree planting before Shemitah Tosefes, because it's only an Isser Derabbanan anyway, nonetheless, you can't plant in the sixth year if it's only going to take root in the seventh. That is the way Rabbeinu Tam would understand the Surim that we spoke about in this Mishnah.